And he fell on his face before his feet, giving thanks. And Jesus answering said, Were not 10 made clean? And where are the 9? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, as I was looking for some sermon material for today's sermon, I came across a cute little story that at least I hope the children enjoy a little bit. It was the afternoon before Thanksgiving Day, and these children, I believe the family name was the Ryans, and the children wanted to play a game, but not just any game. It had to have the Thanksgiving idea in it. So the oldest boy thought, well, let's go and thank the one who will make our Thanksgiving dinner for tomorrow. So off they scampered to the kitchen to thank Mom for all the food. Now this game, they didn't realize, would take not just a few moments to run into the kitchen. It would take up most of their day, that day anyway. Because the mother said, well, children, I appreciate your gratitude, but all I'm doing is taking all of these things and mixing them together and stuffing Mr. Turkey. You should go and thank the ones who delivered the bread. So off they went on their bicycles through town to the grocery store, and they thanked the grocer and the delivery boy for the bread. And they too, it was funny, they said, well, don't thank me, we just handle the bread. You should go and thank the baker. So off to the bake shop they went, and the baker gave the credit to the miller, and the miller in turn gave credit to the farmer. So at last, towards the end of the day, the children all found themselves on this beautiful little farm, looking all over the place for the farmer until they found him and thanked him for their Thanksgiving dinner and all of the food that they have, and it's all thanks to him. But when they were done thanking him, he too said, but children, it's not my work either. You should thank the one who made the seeds that I planted and cultivated grow. He should be thanked. Well, they understood their lesson quite well, and they thought to themselves, well, we went this far in the game, we might as well finish it off. So on the way back to their home, they stopped by a church, and they knelt down before the tabernacle to thank God for tomorrow's Thanksgiving dinner. You can imagine, our Lord must have really appreciated that small act of gratitude. He always does. He loves those thank you prayers that we send up to him for the different favors that we receive. And this truth we see in today's Holy Gospel. 10 lepers were cured by our blessed Lord. They walked away to go to the priests and noticed that they were cleansed of their disease. But then only one of the 10 returns to give thanks. And what do you hear our Lord say? He says, were not 10 made clean? Where's the 9? Where are they? I wonder then, of all the people that go to church throughout the whole world to beg God for his favors and his blessings, a healing perhaps, or maybe some assistance in some big undertaking, I wonder how many of them remember that once they've been given the favor to come back into church to tell our Lord, thank you. Where are the 9? There's always one, but where's the 9? After all, we must remember, all of us, that gratitude is not just a suggestion. Gratitude is a duty that we owe to Almighty God. It is one of the ends of the holy sacrifice of the Mass, along with the 3 others, reparation, adoration, and petition. But gratitude is also one of the virtues. It is a virtue, perhaps the easiest one to practice, but so often forgotten. It is easy because it doesn't require much effort. It is not too difficult or any of that. But ingratitude, on the other hand, is a vice. It is a sin to be ungrateful to man or to God for the gifts that they give us. One Dominican priest defined gratitude this way: it is the memory of the heart joined to the desire of repaying in some way the favor shown. In other words, it is to recognize and to remember favors that we receive and join with it a desire to repay our benefactor. It is the poor man's payment, he says, that oftentimes we want to pay somebody back for a favor that we receive. We want to pay them money or some other thing like that. But not everybody has enough money to do that. But everyone can thank their benefactor for what they receive. Now, approaching the subject of gratitude from the negative aspect, St. Thomas says that there are three ways of showing ingratitude. The first is to return evil for good. The second is to find fault with the favor shown. If you receive something at Christmas or for your birthday, and then think to yourself, well, this blouse or this shirt isn't very pretty, or the food doesn't taste so good, or whatever is wrong with the gift you've been given, that is ingratitude. But the third kind of ingratitude is to esteem a kindness as though it were an unkindness, or at least to fail to recognize a favor received. How often the Jews in the Old Testament did this, how ungrateful they could be at times. The parting of the Red Sea and the different favors and miracles and protections that our Lord gave to the Jewish people, and they always seemed to go back to their golden idols, didn't they? That is a sort of ingratitude. Well, all of this being said, we should now turn to our own lives, looking far back into our past, looking at the present moment. Where are you now? Well, you're in the pews, in a Catholic church. Many of us, let's face it, will skip all of the natural favors that our Lord has given us and go right to the point, right to the heart of the matter, the supernatural gifts. Many of us have grown up outside the Catholic Church and perhaps lived a life of terrible sin. And time and time again, we plugged our ears so that we didn't hear the Word of God, because otherwise we'd have to change our lives to make them conform to the Holy Gospels. And then we would be satisfied to it in our early years to live apart from God, apart from His sacraments, apart from His church, apart from all the means of salvation. And we were quite satisfied for many years. And yet somehow, by His infinite goodness and mercy, God has managed to unplug our ears, to open our eyes, and to move our hearts and our wills, so that today we find ourselves right here in the pews, adoring Almighty God in the tabernacle, assisting at the holy sacrifice of the Mass. What a grace, what a favor our God has worked for us. It was not through any merit of ours. We must never forget that. It is the pure mercy and goodness of Almighty God. And if you permit me, though, to speak freely from the heart, I would say this to you today. And I want to remind you of this: the signal graces that you, not all the other people in the different Catholic chapels throughout the world, but you here at St. Gertrude's, what graces you have been given, the favors God has bestowed on you. He has made you, more than any other Catholic in the world perhaps, rich, immensely rich. And he has given and continues to give us more and more graces and favors than the majority of souls, Catholic souls, in the whole world. And I know this firsthand. I do, and the other priests who work here serving the missions. We go out frequently, and many of the different missions in Illinois and Minnesota, North Dakota, wherever else they are, receive Mass but once a month. Sometimes not even that. They get to speak to a priest one time per month and ask him all of their questions. They must they get confession, but once a month, and the blessings and sacramentals, but once a month. And if you look to our deacon, his country in Nigeria, where he is from, Mass is offered but once a year, perhaps sometimes not even that. It all depends if we can afford to send a priest there. But here, what you have is immense. 3 and 4 Masses per day on the weekday. There are devotions to the saints, daily sermons, rosary processions. There's the presence of many priests who are willing and actually invite you to come and talk to them. Tell them your trials and temptations, and they want to help. You have the permanent presence of our Lord in the tabernacle. You have a good school, Catholic school, where you can send your children without any fear that they might learn heresy, for example, or some false teaching, or the principles of this world. They will not get that here, but only a good Catholic education. And if I were to be blunt, my personal opinion, and I can say this because none of this is my doing, it is all thanks to your good and zealous pastors who have sacrificed themselves year after year to give you what you have, but ultimately thanks to the providence of God, I would say this, without taking anything away from the other truly Catholic chapels throughout the world, I would go as far as saying, this is the best chapel, my personal opinion, because of all the things that you have here as a parish, as I mentioned with the devotions and the masses. You have perhaps received many more graces because of these things than any other Catholic parish in the entire world. And that is something to think about. So, to conclude, in the Gospel today, we see the sadness of our Lord when he heals the 10 lepers and only one comes back to thank him. Let our Lord never have to complain to us here at St. Gertrude's that we have not thanked him for the graces he has given. Gratitude, remember, is to remember the favor received and to join that memory with the desire of repaying our benefactor. Now, some practical ways of thanking God for these gifts. First, thank him in your prayers. Day in and day out, say thank you. But there is one other way. It's something like Christmas. When you give a gift to somebody, yes, you like to hear thank you, but what do you like to see even more? You like to see that person use your gift and use it well, to appreciate it. So that's how you can thank Almighty God for his gifts. Take advantage of these opportunities. Use well his graces. Do not ignore them. Repay God by giving back the fruit of his favors. If he gives you the Mass, well, then come to the Mass. If he gives you a Sunday sermon every week, well, don't skip it. Come to the sermon. Feed your soul with the Word of God. If he gives you a Catholic school, send your children if you live close enough to do so. If he gives you processions and devotions, come to them. That is how God wants us to show our gratitude. We're not 10 made clean. And where are the 9? There is only one who comes to thank me, a stranger. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.